Good morning and welcome to It Is Time with Mark Seebach and Mariah Seebach. Mariah won't be joining us again today because she's still under the weather. I hope she gets well soon. As always, I'd like to start the show with a little prayer, and I hope you all join in. Thank you, creation, for the gift of this day. In honor of this gift, I will live every moment as the present that it is. Thank you. Okay, on today's show, we're going to have a guest. His name is Cody Long, and he's a spokesperson for Langenberg Oxygen Water, formerly Aquarius Oxygen Water, and he's going to tell us all about it. I am a user, and that doesn't mean like a drug. It's just water, but it's the best water ever. Cody, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. Tell us about Oxygen Water. How did Langenberg Oxygen Water come about?
Well, it came about, it was developed by a German physician in Germany. He spent 35 years of research learning how to develop a very good water. And he 35 years of research learning how to crystallize oxygen and suspend it in water. And, he used it for many different applications in Europe, and it was proven to be very valuable. So then he came to America here, and he started to, he realized there's a big water crisis worldwide, and he came to America to help, build up a facility to produce a fair amount of this water so that people can drink this stuff because it's so good. Are you there?
I understand. I've been in Germany. I know that most people don't drink the water there because
Yeah, exactly. They don't. Initially, a lot of the water in Europe is, it's very, very dirty. So a lot of his research came about was learning how to, initially clean the water up there so that he could, develop applications to help eventually clean up the water worldwide. And that's kind of how it all began.
Okay. And what makes Langenberg Oxygen Water unique and different from any other water?
Well, the first thing that makes it different is that the oxygen in the water is stabilized, and that's, it was developed through his research. It's also pH balance. It's very important. It has natural occurring minerals in it, which is very important for your body. Most water in nature itself has minerals in it, but a lot of the processes out there nowadays, they use various forms of reverse osmosis and all these other type of systems, and it takes away those natural minerals. Essentially in nature, you need these minerals for your body to be healthy. So he keeps the water natural in that state, but then he adds the crystallized oxygen to it too, which amps it up in that sense.
Okay. Well, I know that there's three types of Langenberg Oxygen Water, and there's the blue, and the sport, which is the red, and then you have the cobalt blue. What's the difference between the three types of water that you carry?
The difference, the blue water, it's got the crystallized oxygen in it. It has a little bit more minerals in it than the red does. The red waters run through the processing a lot longer, and what the processing does is it breaks up a lot of the natural occurring partial hydrogen bonds that water has. It makes it kind of sticky. So after it gets through the process, the red water specifically, it's more monomolecular, as they would say, so it can be absorbed quite fast compared to most of the other waters out there. The cobalt water, that's like the top-of-the-line water that we have. That's got probably five times the amount of oxygen in both the blue and red combined. And that's also run through the system longer than the red water. So you kind of initially have the blue water, which is very clean, good water. It's got the crystallized oxygen and the minerals. And then we have the red water, and that's run through the system longer. It's good for people that are really dehydrated and need to hydrate quickly. That's why it's hence the sports water. And then the cobalt water essentially is used for various medical applications. It's very, very high-grade water.
Hmm. Well, that's very interesting. And can you explain to you what monoatomic minerals and oxygen and exactly what that means?
Well, monoatomic minerals, essentially, it's a mineral in its monoatomic state, like a single metal atom state. Oxygen also can be monoatomic in the sense of it being just a single oxygen molecule. But in various chemical reactions, oxygen can be bound to mineral metal ion complexes, and these interactions are occurring in the water all the time. There's metal atom interactions that are dissolved, and oxygen is dissolved too. And in its natural state, there's always continuous interactions. So what makes a monoatomic is there's various parts of energy that are imparted in the water to keep the metal atom interactions from occurring, so that it keeps the minerals in a monoatomic state in that sense. The same thing has to do kind of with the partial hydrogen bonding in water. It's very sticky in that sense that H2O molecules like to stick and bind to other H2O molecules, but when you impart electromagnetic energy into the water or zeta potential in itself, you can actually have the molecules repel in that sense. So did that answer your question? Or?
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's fascinating. Can you tell us... can you tell us the process beginning at the source of how you process the water?
Yeah, our water comes initially from our artesian well. It's a natural protected source. It's located in Eugene, Oregon. And essentially, we take the water from the artesian well. It comes up, goes through our processing. The processing that we use is completely organic. We don't use any chemicals to process the water. But because of the processing is so extensive, it removes all of the chemical pollutants and agricultural pollutants and all of that stuff of that nature.
Then there's definitely no fluoride or chlorine involved.
Yeah, no fluoride, no chlorine. We definitely don't use chlorination. We don't use bleach to clean out the lines like a lot of other various lines do. Everything's organic, and it's because the oxygen itself in the water is anti-systemic in terms of allowing pathogens to grow in the line. So the oxygen is one of the key components that keeps our water very clean in it, and that's due to part of the restructuring and crystallization process that the doctors developed. So initially it comes from the artesian well, goes through our processing, and depending on what type of water it is, some of the water gets run through a little bit longer. And then it's pH balance. We balance the pH. We can change the pH in various ways. There's the crystallized oxygen component that's added into it, and there's also some dissolved O2 that's in the water too that's self-stabilized by natural metal ion complexes. And then the last part is we make the water monomolecular. We impart that zeta potential aspect to it that keeps the water monomolecular so that your body can absorb it fully. And what we've found in our past is that a lot of people, they drink lots of water, and they feel it sitting in their stomach, and they're like, I drink a gallon of water a day, how come I'm still dehydrated? What's going on? And that just because you drink a gallon of water a day doesn't mean you're going to absorb a full gallon of water. Mm-hmm. And part of the new thing nowadays is, knowing how your body becomes hydrated, and that's basically it's an extensive process. But in 2003, there were two medical doctors that won the Nobel Prize in chemistry. They discovered that the body can only take in one water molecule at a time through the aquaporin protein in the cell membrane. So the whole aspect behind the water, the last part of it, is to make it monomolecular so your body can fully absorb it. And that's one of the key highlights, too, of the water.
Well, that's great. So it goes right into your cells.
It goes right into you. It just goes straight in.
It doesn't fill your belly up as much as
no,
if you had to drink that gallon.
And, you can test this for yourself if people are interested. You go drink another bottle of water, and then you drink a bottle of Langeberg oxygen water here. And just notice how it goes into you. It just goes straight into you. It's the most interesting concept.
So what can extra oxygen do for your health?
Oxygen's involved in pretty much almost every metabolic function in your body. essentially it can assist in allowing to have a metabolizing food stuffs in a much more efficient manner. It helps to boost your immune system. Your immune system, you know, is basically regulated with your white blood cells, and what the white blood cells do, there's many different types of white blood cells, but the way that they destroy pathogens is they essentially oxidize them. So if you have enough oxygen in the system, the white blood cells can function better, and then they can get rid of a lot of biological contaminants that are in the body. It also aids in energy production. Aids in the Krebs cycle very much so, and the Krebs cycle produces the adenosine triphosphate, which is the ATP, and that's what powers almost every physiological function in the body. So it's really good for that. And because of the pH and the oxygen, like I said before, I mean, you're less susceptible to becoming sick because it's a very high-grade water.
Okay, well, I've had people tell me, well, too much oxygen will burn your cells. So what makes this oxygen different?
Well, what they're talking about is, I think, essentially free radical damage. There are many free radicals that get produced in the body as a byproduct of metabolism. You're exposed to many free radicals on a daily basis. And the difference between this oxygen is that the oxygen is stable, meaning it's in a stable component. When oxygen is not stable, it's a free radical, and that's when it does damage.
Okay.
So in that sense, that's kind of the fine line between the oxygens we're talking about here.
And this is part of the 35 years of research that...
Yeah, that's part of the research that's involved in
okay.
Water.
That's, I had that question asked of me, and so I thought I'd ask it.
Yeah, it's a good question, actually.
Yeah, and what's the importance of a balanced pH in the water?
Well, the pH helps with the oxygen absorption in itself. So, you know, if your body is acidic, there's different parts of the body that can be more acidic than others, but essentially overall, if the body's pH is low, it has a harder time in absorbing oxygen itself. So with that in mind, it can compromise a lot of physiological functions. So in this sense, part of the water's processing is we want to balance the pH, make it about a pH of 7.7, between 7.4 and 7.7, because that's when the body's enzymes function optimally. And so with that in mind, the pH of the water is balanced along with the oxygen can be fully absorbed into the body as well. Because if the pH is low in the water and you have the oxygen, then it's not going to really complement it too well. So part of the deal is there's a oxygen and pH like synergists. They work together in the body in terms of keeping the pH high and oxygen absorption high.
I've done a little research on my own, and I understand that cancers can't survive in an aerobic environment, which is a more alkaline pH. Is there any? Have you done any studies with Langenberg about that?
There's been 35 years of research in Germany involving the water in different medical applications, but technically I can't really comment on what it does for cancer.
Okay, well, I'm not saying
that.
It's just that's been brought out before that mostly it's an anaerobic disease.
It is.
Yeah, and it's not. I'm not saying that drinking this water would cure cancer or anything like that, but it certainly would make your system not accept or not allow cancer maybe to start and survive. And you know, it's basically it's keeping your body healthy and
exactly.
At the optimum pH. Is that correct?
Exactly. It's got an optimum pH, so it can help raise the pH of the body, specifically in the blood, pretty much. And the blood travels via your circulatory system all throughout the body, and that's what supplies the cells with, you know, nutrients and stuff. And it also allows the cells to excrete its waste. So when the pH is high, it's hard for cancer to develop, like you just said. And when you have sufficient amounts of oxygen in the body, that complements the pH in itself too. So it would be harder for cancer to develop when the pH of the body is high. And for most cancer patients, essentially the pH of the body can vary in different areas, because when you're breathing in oxygen, your hemoglobin, it goes to the capillary network and the alveoli of the lungs, and then your hemoglobin picks it up and delivers it all throughout the body. But that doesn't mean that all of that oxygen is going to get delivered, you know, sufficiently and optimally, depending on where your environment is at as well, to the necessary area that it needs to keep the body's pH at a sustainable level. So kind of what the water does here, and essentially to this question, is that it helps raise the blood's oxygen-carrying capacity in that sense. So it acts as like a reservoir of additional oxygen to help to keep the body healthy, and hence improves the pH of the body.
Okay. Well, great. Okay.
Is that too detailed for you?
Yeah, that answered my question. I mean, yeah. More than I expected, but...
Yeah.
Okay. What's the significance of water having a small cluster size? What's the importance of that?
Well, the importance is, like I said before, it improves cell hydration. Water itself, you have two H's and an O, and the O is very electronegative. It has electrons on it. And what it does is it sticks to the other hydrogen on the next water molecule to create kind of like a sticky interaction. And, you know, this is not just a few molecules. We're talking many, many, you know, many, many molecules here. So if you're drinking water that's not structured properly, in which case most people are, it's hard to hydrate efficiently. I mean, you can hydrate, but it's not as efficient as if you were drinking a water that's been structurally restored, and a lot of the hydrogen bonds become broken in that sense, the partial hydrogen bonds to keep the waters more monomolecular. Like I said before, the aquaporin protein in the cell membrane can only take in one water molecule at a time, and it requires energy to split those partial hydrogen bonds to bring the water in the cell. And so not all those water molecules are going to get inside if they're not monomolecular, or if they can't be sustained as monomolecular. So when they're in a monomolecular state, your body has a higher affinity of absorbing all the water, so then you can get it inside the cell, improve metabolism, improve, you know, waste excretion and everything else in that nature.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't know if you're pressing a button or if we have a caller. Do we have a caller? No. Okay. I keep hearing a beep.
I heard a beep, too.
Yeah. Well, okay. So tell me, how does Langenberg stabilize the oxygen in the water?
Well, the crystallization process is one of our proprietary processes of how we do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, essentially, with the dissolved oxygen in the water, it can be stabilized through the mineral atom binding complexes, similar to how the iron of hemoglobin binds the oxygen in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, you breathe in gaseous O2, and the blood is 93% water in itself. And when you breathe in that oxygen, the iron of hemoglobin binds that oxygen. So if you can, that's kind of an analogy to how the dissolved oxygen can be stabilized in the water in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit harder than what I just said to do that. But with the crystallized oxygen, that's kind of, our secret weapon here.
Okay. And, I don't want to give away your secret.
Yeah.
Unless it'll give clean water to the world, but, you know, still, you guys got to make whatever you got to do.
Yeah, that's what makes the water, you know, Langenberg oxygen water, and different from a lot of the other ones out there.
Right. Well, yeah, don't give away your trade secrets. and tell me, what kind of studies have been done with the water?
There's been numerous studies done on it. What you can do is, the facility that does the research for the water is called Langenberg Research, and they have a facility in Eugene, Oregon. There's a couple studies that have been done. If you go to the website at langenbergresearch.org, there's four studies posted on there, and one has to do with dissolved O2 stability. I think another one has to do with reserve O2 measure in it, in the water, and then there's a couple plant studies that were done on it. And there's also another microwave study that was done on the water where the Aquarius water was microwaved versus, you know, tap water was microwaved, and various plants were placed in the water to see if the water had the ability to, if the water was structured in the sense that it had the ability to relax and keep its stable properties. And what they found was when they microwaved the tap water, I mean, the plants died, but when they microwaved the Aquarius water, there was an interesting phenomenon that occurred in that the plants actually grew better in the microwaved Aquarius water versus the regular Aquarius water.
Wow.
Whereas in tap water, the microwave tap water pretty much just destroyed the plants, and the regular tap water, there wasn't much effect at all, too much.
Yeah, so they cooled up the water.
Property going on in the water itself, because you would think that if it was just similar waters, you know, you wouldn't see much difference, but there's a huge difference, and that's a very good study to actually look into, I think.
Okay, and what was the website again?
The website's www.langenbergresearch.org, and Langenberg is, you want to spell Langenberg out? It's
yeah, go ahead.
It's Langenberg Research, RESEARCH.org.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I would have our listeners please go to that site and look at those studies. And, you know, the more information you have, the better decision you can make on whether this would be the best water for you. It is the best water for me, but everybody's different. And I would really urge anyone listening to go to their website and look at those studies. Okay. Well, let's see. What kind of, you know, I haven't heard of Aquarius or Langenberg oxygen water. What kind of media exposure has the water had?
Well, we're trying to get out there. You know, we used to be Aquarius oxygen water, and we recently had to change the name for various reasons, but you know, we've been on a handful of radio shows. We've been on World Business Review with General Alexander Haig. We've been on the Greg Barrett Show. We've been featured in, you know, numerous magazines and articles. We're on the cover of New Life magazine. We've attended numerous expos, health expos, and we sponsor several athletic events, and also, you know, certain films. We were at the Sundance Film Festival the other, I think, a couple years ago or something. But we've been around for a little while, and, you know, it's a slow process, but we're, you know, bottom line is we're just trying to get good water into people's hands here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, now you're going to be on It Is Time, too. So here you are. And hopefully we'll get a lot more people out there trying to get it.
Yeah.
And how does the water benefit an active person? I mean, someone who's into sports, you know, they're drinking the Gatorade or whatever, the Propel, whatever. I'm sorry, I shouldn't use trademark names, but how can Aquarius water benefit these people?
Well, the water can benefit them in the fact that it has it's relaxed water, number one. Number two, it's, in that sense, it's also monomolecular, so it can hydrate them faster than most stuff out there, I would say. I don't want to name names specifically, but it doesn't have sugar in it like a lot of the other products do out there.
Right, so it would be great for diabetics.
Exactly, diabetics. I mean, it has the added oxygen in it, and if you're very active, you know, your body's oxygen consumption increases. Like, so if you were to run up a hill, you'd be breathing a lot harder because your body's working harder. The mitochondria needs more ATP to produce energy in the body, and oxygen is the main requirement for that. So when you're consuming a water that's monomolecular, water that has a very high biological oxygen content in it, you can expect to, you know, to maybe get a little more out of it when compared to, you know, other products or just regular water itself.
Okay, I don't know if you have an answer to this question, but Tour de France, people have been charged with doping for putting oxygenated blood into their bloodstream before the race. Would drinking this compromise anything along those lines, do you know, or as far as it's a natural oxygen source, so I assume it wouldn't be, but does it increase the oxygen enough that it would be noticeable in tests?
I I'm really not sure about that. I do know, though, that it, you can get an oximeter and measure the blood oxygen content. And generally speaking, like when people consume the water, the oxygen level does rise in the blood.
Right.
So, okay.
But
it's
a natural oxygen, so
it's natural.
Really not.
It's not, you know, you're not injecting, you're drinking water here. But I don't know in terms of the regulations and the standards
right.
and the guidelines for the industry. And
once again, I didn't know if you could answer it, but I thought I'd ask it tomorrow.
Yeah. Good question, actually.
Okay. And what are the future plans for the water? And what are you guys looking to do in the future?
Well, I mean, part of the whole goal here is, you know, it's the water crisis worldwide. And our company, you know, essentially is not here to sell an expensive bottle of water. We're here to implement the technology to help clean up water worldwide. And, you know, that's kind of the main thing here. It's just our planet's in a dire strait right now with having clean water. And, you know, there's many of the applications we use nowadays aren't necessarily the best applications to keep the Earth, you know, healthy as well as ourselves. And so part of the goal here is to implement the research and the technology that this doctor's created to help, you know, replace municipal systems and go worldwide with this stuff and clean up a lot of this water so everyone can have healthy water to drink. And that's kind of where we stand because it's a global effort here, and that's kind of where we want to come in. We want to work with companies. We're not trying to come in and say this is the best water and we're going to smash these other companies. We're not like that. We're here to work together with companies worldwide to establish healthy water for people worldwide, and that's kind of where we stand with that.
Yeah, and that's why you're on my show, because
yeah.
I'm not here to sell anything, and
yeah.
what I'm here to do is give people helpful, useful information that'll improve their lives and help us change the world to what most people perceive as it should be, which is abundance, peace, in love. And I found your water to accentuate those things. It really does change how you view water once you start drinking it, because it's so anecdotally, it increases energy. It increases awareness in that your brain is getting more oxygen. Your memory improves, or my memory has improved. Just so many different things, and as you drink it more and keep at a steady level, you just maintain that, and it's unbelievable. I mean, anecdotally, like I said, for me, it's like day and night between drinking tap water, which I never do anyway, but any filtered water or any of the other bottled waters, well, yeah, like you said, you can drink a gallon of it. Your belly gets full and you're sloshing around and you really don't want to move around because you're so full of water. But I found a one bottle has the potential of lasting all day. And it would be either a half liter or a three-quarter liter. And it would last all day. And you wouldn't be thirsty, or I wouldn't. I'm not thirsty. And when I am, I'll take a couple of sips, and I'm good for quite a while after that. You don't have to keep drinking a bunch of it all the time. And as I said, this is just anecdotal. So I know where to get it. Why don't you tell our listeners where they can find this water?
Well, they can find it by visiting, you know, one of our websites, or actually both of our websites. One website is langenbergwater.com, and then the other website is langenbergresearch.com. There's links to take you into Langenberg Water in that sense. And they can also, you know, give us a call or at this number here, which is 877-687-0130. And I encourage people to kind of go to the website and read up about the water, you know, to get a good background about it, and there's various research papers on the langenbergresearch.org website. There's a write-up on the water in terms of its various chemical and physical properties on the Langenberg Research website. And, you know, that's probably the best place to look into it and look for it.
Okay, well, now I know you work for him because you're the spokesperson for him.
Uh-huh.
What do you personally think of the water?
I personally think this water is a gift to this planet. And, you know, I believe that there's certain individuals that come to this world to bring about change. I mean, if you look at history, there's numerous individuals that have come into this world to help bring about change. But this water itself is a gift. It's a gift to the earth and to its inhabitants. And I'm just very, I feel very blessed to be able to know the people that I work with there and the person that I work for. And to be actually a part of this to help make a difference and bring about change in this planet.
So you don't dread going into work every day?
No, I don't. No.
Because you love what you're doing. You love this product, which is a gift to the world.
Yeah, and exactly.
Really? Well,
yeah.
That's so fantastic. Cody, I want to thank you for being with us. And let me check one more time, because I kept hearing those beeps. Do we have any callers? If we have a caller, say your first name and where you're calling from. No, we don't have a caller. All I can reiterate is keep it up. Keep plugging away. Let's get this water to everyone.
Yeah.
And like you said, let's get the process in to places that really need it, where they don't have a potable water source, and do the best we can to get the word out, because this is so important.
You know, and honestly, thank you very much for having me on the show and being able to express the qualities of the water that we have. I'm very grateful for that, too.
Oh, well, heck, you know, that's why we're here. You know, we're here to help each other.
Collaborative.
And not in a business sense, on a one-to-one basis. Human being to human being, to create the environment for the survival of our species.
Exactly. Yep.
And I thank you guys so much for what you do, because you do the work of creation. That's the best way I can put it. You can put whatever name you want on creation, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And thank you guys so much for what you do. And please say hello to everyone over there and thank them personally from me for what they're doing. And keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cody.
Okay. Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, folks, there you have it. I can't stress enough how important it is that you research this. Go to the website, www.langenbergresearch.org or www.langenbergoxygenwater.org. Try it. I think you try it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. This is a product, yes, but it's a product that is unlike any other. When they say water is water, I'm sorry, it's not that way. This is something that we all need. The added oxygen gives you energy without caffeine. There is no sugar, so it's adaptable. I mean, not adaptable, but it's very good for those with diabetes who want to get their body hydrated, which helps with the disease itself. I don't know what else to say about it. I'd sing its praises to heaven, because truly, this is the water we were meant to drink, and I hope that Langenberg research can get this into city water systems so cities can have this water. And I don't really care that much whether they make a whole lot of money on it. It's not what I'm talking about. It's not about money. It's about the very essence of what we are. We are 75% water. And do we want to keep putting chemicals that are poisons in our water to supposedly purify it and take those poisons into our body? I don't. So it's something that you really need to think about and really try to get a handle on. And it's a simple thing, but and it's the most basic thing, and it really needs to be the purest, most beneficial element that we put in our bodies, because it keeps this machine, this creation, this temple running at its optimum. It's not a drug. It's not a health food. It's not any of these things. What it is an essential to your living a quality life. And I think we all want to have the finest quality life we can have. And it kind of starts at that basic of hydrating your body, keeping it hydrated and being fully aware and understanding and learning. And every day we need to do this. It's not a chore. It's not a chore to learn. It's progression. It's evolution. It's why we're here. I've stressed this over and over again in my other shows, that we are here to learn. We're not here to kill each other. We're not here to have a bigger house than your neighbor. We're not here to pave over the earth that sustains us. We're not here to destroy that which sustains us. We are here to nurture that which sustains us. We are here to nurture our children, our neighbors, everyone. Not only do our parents nurture us, we should nurture them also. I'm not telling you to do these things. I wouldn't suppose to tell you anything. I'm just saying, look in your hearts and say, why am I here? Is it for a second car? Is it for a second house? Is it for the vacation we're going to take? Is it for all these things that we think are so important, when our basic things are the important things? Our nurturing of our children, our spouse, our significant other, our nurturing of nature, of growing things that produce the oxygen that we breathe, rather than cutting them down so we can build another house. Burning oil to get us from one place to another. In the meantime, increasing the carbon dioxide of our earth, which is great if we have green plants to assimilate that carbon dioxide and change it back to oxygen. Plant a tree, do these things because, not because you're a tree hugger, not because you're a greenie, not because I tell you to, because it's why we're here. It's why we're on this planet. Every human being has a responsibility to see that the planet is in good shape for the next human beings who come after. Walk with a gentle step. Do not walk. an effect on life. Be someone who is for life, not waiting for death. This is our heaven, or this is our hell. It's the choice we make and how we live it that determines which of those it will be. It's not a purgatory. You don't just sit here waiting to be risen to heaven. That's not why you're here. You're here to make this the heaven it was and will be. The earth is our home. It is the only home we have. Let's stop destroying it in the name of progress. It's not progress to change the weather with having our cities so paved that they hold in the heat of the day and actually change the weather. That isn't progress. That is death. Walk in some grass, feel the life, and then walk on some concrete and feel nothing. If you choose to feel nothing, then that's what you will be. Because you have to feel to live. All the drugs, the alcohol, numb you to your feelings. But they don't just numb you to those feelings that you don't want. They numb you to all feelings, including those that will assist you in getting past those negative or bad feelings. We are emotional beings. We are beings of free will. We are beings who are children of creation. Be a good child. Not because you're told to, but because you're grateful for this life that you have. Be grateful for what you've been given and give back so that others may be grateful for what they're given. We have a very short time upon this earth to make the difference, to make life the priority. Stop waiting to die. Stop rushing to try to get all the things that you can do materially in before you die, because your quality of life is your heaven or hell. And all it takes is changing your perception of what this existence is about. Every one of you is a spiritual being within this biological thing we call a body. You have created this body through what you have put into it, the thoughts that you've had, and the thoughts that you will have. Use your imagination for what it was for. Creation. Don't tell yourself with your mind what you can't do. Tell yourself with your mind, why isn't this possible? And then make it possible. We can only do what we can do, but what we can do is amazing. It's amazing because we've been taught of all the things we can't do. And no matter the reasons, never believe what you're told. Never believe blindly. Use your discernment, which is what your mind was made for, to create that which you can experience from your experience, your personal experience, from what you feel in your heart. where your soul resides, where your spirit resides. This is your truth, not what your mind tells you. Your mind will create illusions and tell you why you can't do things. Stop that, please. Please. Because you are in control. No one controls you. No one gives you your feelings. No one makes you feel bad, makes you feel good, makes you feel anything. You are in control. You are your creator of feelings, of emotions, of love, of desire, of acceptance, of rejection. All these things are you. Don't let your mind control you either. Let your heart lead you, and it will lead you to where you need to be. Not because you're told, not because you have to, because you have free will and you want to be everything that you could possibly be. And I ask you to do this not for me, not because I told you, not because anyone else told you this, but because you know it's right for you. Because it truly is right for you. I want to thank again Cody so much for coming on and explaining Langenberg oxygen water. He was great. I was happy to talk to him and have my questions answered, although I had very few, because I've experienced this water. Once you experience the water, then you'll know. Okay? You can think anything you want right now. It doesn't matter till you've tried it. Once you've tried it, feel it. Feel what it does for you. Feel how it can help your body maintain. Please give it a shot. And once again, let me give you those email addresses. It's www.langenbergwater.com, LANGENBURGWATER.com, and www.langenbergresearch.org. And then research beyond those two also. Look up water. Look up what your water contains in your public water system. It's the information's available. You have a computer. It's a useful tool. Use it to improve your life. And I don't know how much time I have left. It's only a few more minutes. I just want to thank you all of you who listen, all of you who tell your friends about what you've heard, all of you who feel the truth of what I speak, because it is not just this human being, Mark Seebach, speaking. It is also that love that is creation through me to you, to let you know you're loved, and in that you are loved unconditionally. Learn from your mistakes and your errors. Don't hold it against yourself, but don't discount it either. Learn the lesson and move on. Learn the lesson and grow. Learn the lesson and ascend. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. All the little hates, annoyances, perturbances, whatever you want to call all those things that crowd out who you are, release them and come to understanding. Release them and come to balance. Release them and love yourself love your brothers, love your sisters, love creation, for creation loves you totally. You are creation's child, and as a parent loves a child unconditionally, so you are loved. And even if you falter, even if you say, I can't do this because, you're still forgiven. You're still a child of creation. You cannot be anything but. You cannot run away from it. And you shouldn't want to. And I don't know if I said this on this show, but I'm going to tell you right now, you cannot sell your soul to the devil or to evil or to negative influences. It's not yours to sell. It is who you are, but it is also creation. It is also God. You cannot sell God. Remember that. And when you see people who think they have and said, I'm going to hell anyway, so what's the difference? From their mouths, they speak their curse. If you remember back to the movie, The Ten Commandments, and what the Pharaoh did on the very last thing before he let the people go, from his own mouth, he brought down the curse upon the firstborn of the houses of Egypt. From your mouth, from your thoughts, you create that which is your reality. Create beauty. Create love. Create understanding. Create compassion. Know that anyone who is your enemy still has to put their pants on one leg at a time, still has to squat to use the toilet, still has to do all these things that if you looked in the mirror, you would see that your enemy is like unto yourself. Love your enemy. Defend yourself from those things that would end your existence and that of those that you love. But do not strike out in fear of what may occur in the future. Live every moment as the present that it is, with discernment and understanding and love. I have to go. Have a wonderful week. And I'll see you again on the radio, on the internet.